Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School.
At dawn, on this day, October 25th, 1983, the Grantley Adams International Airport in Barbados was closed to normal air traffic and used as a base for the United States-led invasion of Grenada. This invasion was the first time an English-speaking Caribbean territory was occupied by US troops. Codenamed Operation Urgent Fury and supported by six other Caribbean nations, the invasion was hatched to dislodge the newly installed regime in the wake of the murder of Maurice Bishop and, in Ronald Reagan's words, to return the island to democracy. On the 13th of March 1979, the People's Revolutionary Government seized power when it toppled the Eric Gehry government and introduced the first socialist regime in the English-speaking Caribbean. Maurice Bishop became the new prime minister of the revolutionary government in Grenada, but infighting within the regime led to the death of Bishop and three of his cabinet members. This provided the pretext for the United States, which was hostile to the PRG, to finally invade Grenada and crush the socialist experiment in order to save lives and restore order. For several weeks, the island's airport was the base for thousands of Marines, while the island's airspace was inundated with the unusual sights and roars of helicopters and fighter jets. Prime Minister Adams was on hand at the airport to witness over 300 regional soldiers leave for Grenada in support of 1,900 US Marines and paratroopers. According to the Advocate, over 60 Barbadian soldiers, along with several from St. Christopher Nevis and St. Vincent, were pressed into service in a peacekeeping role in the Spice Isle. The Nation newspaper, under the editorship of Harold Hoyt, dispatched Tim Slinger to Grenada to give daily reports on the progress of events, and the Advocate, not to be outdone, sent Eric Smith to Grenada along with photographer Willie Allen. Meanwhile, in the pages of the two newspapers and in rum shops, bars, and educational institutions, a heated debate raged on whether the United States should have intervened in the affairs of a sovereign nation and whether the action was an invasion or intervention. What was clear to all was that Barbados's airport had become a base for the movement of US and regional troops to Grenada on this day, October 25th, 1983.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.